CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Welcome to the on-demand episode of the world famous
Shouting with you,
The world famous Adam and Ari for breakfast program on demand right here, Ari. How about today's show? I thought it was pretty good.
How about it? How about this bobby pin
situation? Those people that miss us talking about Ari's friend Sarah's bobby pin. Well, look no further because it's in today's episode. It's come back. It's back. The bobby pin returns.
We've got so much content out of this bobby pin.
I know, out of a simple bobby pin.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
We had local expert Steph from the Optus store in. What else?
Wonder if you'll trade us a phone for the bobby pin. We should totally ask, though.
Steph from the Optus store, hook us up.
Maybe we need to get on to Peter West.
Well, Peter West, hook us up, boy.
Yeah, that would be so good.
And we had dog news.
Yep.
But we usually have that.
Yeah. Today in history.
Yep. That's usually what we do as well, though. We usually have that. Yeah.
Anything out of the normal?
Just, we got a lot of calls.
Jerry took his shirt off.
Hey, we did taekwondo last night. We rounded that up.
Oh, he didn't actually, by the way.
No, I just talked about it.
Yeah, taekwondo. That was pretty fun. That was actually a lot of fun.
We talked about it. We reported back to you. So,
yeah.
Are you feeling sore at all? They were worried we were going to be sore. I'm not too sore. My glutes.
Not really.
A little bit sore.
I'm more.
I have a little bit of abdomen soreness because we had to do the sit ups and all that. But
nah, I'm not sore.
Remember, it was a bit
I'm
like.
I'm not sore. I just had a late night because for me to wind down, it takes a lot longer than probably a normal person.
Yeah.
So I didn't go to sleep till like 11. I am the hype. Yeah. Well, I am. And it's very hard for the hype to wind down.
Yeah, it must be hard. Do you sleep?
Sometimes. Usually a lot, but not last night.
All right, here we go. Enjoy the show, and we'll see you at the other side.
Okay.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I need your weather updates, like an hour and a half earlier, or maybe 2 hours earlier.
Maybe I get in here early, record them for you, and email them to you.
That would be nice. So I didn't wear appropriate clothing today.
Yeah, you got to just. What were you thinking with the jumper?
I wear the same thing every day anyway. Well, because it's cold when you get out of bed. I'm taking it off.
Rocked the t-shirt straight out of bed, even though.
Did you wear it to bed?
No.
That t-shirt?
No.
I wouldn't judge you if you did.
No, to be covered in sweat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a time to be alive. You were sweaty yesterday.
Well, this is the thing. In the summer, I have to change my sheets like twice a week or something because I get hot in my sleep. Sweat.
Why don't you just put
stinky.
An aircon on?
Oh, I could. Takes a lot of pre-planning.
What do you mean? You just press a button.
I don't have an aircon. I got to go buy one.
Do you not have an aircon?
I don't have an air conditioner. No, I'll have to get a fan or something.
Hang on. Whoa. How are you going to cope for summer without an air conditioner?
A fan? Windows?
No, it's not the same.
If I can cope in this radio studio, I can cope anywhere.
But you're a hot-blooded person. Like, you get so hot so quickly.
Very hot-blooded, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were sweating it out yesterday as well, weren't we? Because
Yeah.
We went to the
Taekwondo. In La Trobe with Master Josh. Lots of fun, by the way. Did enjoy.
Yeah.
We broke a board. That was pretty cool.
Broke a couple, actually.
Yeah,
tell them
the truth.
Tell them
okay,
we broke
like two each. It was pretty fun.
Hey, who almost won Shore Shark? What is it called? Shore Shark.
Yep, and Pirate or something.
Yeah.
Adam almost won. I reckon if they kept going, you would have won, and all the kids would have been very sad they lost.
I was
going
to wipe the floor with them kids.
Yeah, anyway,
at Ship Shore Shark.
So much fun.
You got eliminated real early. Let's not forget to mention that.
Let's just point the picture out that you waited to see everybody else move, and I was like, I'm going first. Like, I'm going to make this decision first. And I went too soon.
Yeah, I thought before I acted.
I'm just going to go for gold.
Yeah, you don't
be
think,
the first
you just go.
One.
So that's why you lose Ship Shore Shark. This is the secret to success.
So, yeah, really, it's just telling you how you live your life, that game.
Yeah, so I'm thoughtful. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Deep in thought before I move.
Oh, what a time to be alive, except we are both very tired today.
Nah, speak for yourself, I'm fine.
Oh, whatever, you were saying before you were tired.
Yeah, that was off air. Let's just make you feel better about being tired.
Oh, what?
See, I got you back.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, I used to work with this fella who used to pronounce things very strange for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
He's from Tassie. He's not from Adelaide or something. So he, yeah, okay, he has no excuse.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you're not talking about me, right?
No. This was a cleaner. His name was Clint. So you know straight away he's going to be old.
Yeah.
His name's Clint.
But, judgmental. Okay.
He used to say things like COVID. So he'd be like, oh, you know, with all this COVID. You know, he'd say it like that instead of, you know, COVID, like the rest of society says it.
Yeah.
But he'd also always call Ben Affleck Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
And it wasn't like, he wasn't joking. He just would say things weird like this.
Like you're saying film.
Film, yeah, but film. I do it on purpose to be a goof, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But he did it just as his natural conversation. And then, you know, talking to me, he'd pick up new ones.
Yeah,
I do
because
it on purpose.
You do it all the time.
And then I'd laugh at him and be like, you picked that one up from me, Clint, sucked in. But I think someone out there has got his back, a fella by the name of Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no.
Ben Affleck, my fault. Sorry about that, Ben.
Ben Affleck. Who doesn't know how to say Ben Affleck? How famous does he have to be?
To be honest, I even know that one.
Ben Affleck. I mean, you know what Snoop Dogg partakes in, that kind of Nathan Whittle stuff. Well, this Clint guy partook in it as well. So.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Could be the reason.
Mm.
Mm. Might have to check with Nathan Whittle, see how he pronounces it. You know, Ari, you feel me?
No comment, Adam.
Sorry about my co-host, that's Ariel Ackland. It's 21 minutes past 6, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Now, how could we forget, Ari, the bobby pin that your friend Sarah left at my house after our night of passion?
I know. I just want to say, you haven't returned it.
No, I still have the bobby pin. It could come in handy.
It could.
Now, this lady on TikTok, well, she was inspired by this guy, Kyle McDonald, from 2006. He managed to trade his way from a paperclip to a house. Now, this Demi Skipper on TikTok, she's ended up trading from a bobby pin to a house, you know, with a series
from
of trades.
From a single bobby pin to a house.
I mean, if I was to trade Sarah's bobby pin, would the house belong to me or her? Would she be able to be
well,
like...
finders keepers, so you...
Losers weepers, that's the law,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, finders keepers.
It says that in our constitution, I think.
I think it does.
Pretty sure our founding
exact
fathers...
Exact wording, too.
That's what they... Well, this is a clip of her.
For the last year and a half, I've been on a quest to trade a single bobby pin up until I get to a house. After 28 trades and all the ups and downs, I finally did it.
Okay. We're walking up to it. A year and a half of trading a single bobby pin until I get a house. This just shows you it's possible.
I mean, who said there's a housing crisis?
Yeah, well, I mean...
I mean, it is in America, I'm sure it's not that easy over there.
Like, trading a bobby pin, so 28 trades from a bobby pin to a house, there is a lot of work.
Yeah, and
like she travelled a lot. I watched the TikTok stories about it.
Yep, she traded everything from broken cars to necklaces. And apparently what really started to get her on the way was a Chipotle celebrity card. So Chipotle's sort of like Zambreros over there. It gives you Chipotle food for a year as well as catered dinner for 50 people. And it's apparently worth $20,000. So she ended up getting someone to pay her for that, and then she got this Tesla stuff, and that worked its way up to a house, which I think needs renovating, but...
But still, a house is a house.
So should we try it with your friend Sarah's bobby pin?
I think we should. If anyone wants to trade, but I am joining in on this, because it's for the show.
So does that mean we both are sharing the house?
Mm-hmm. We will trade the bobby pin for something, if anyone is willing to give us...
Does anyone want Sarah's bobby pin?
Does anyone want the famous Sarah's bobby pin? We're willing to trade it. It's either that or put it in maybe a photo frame on the wall or something.
And then trade it, because then it's worth something. It's like merchandise.
Oh, okay. We'll even sign it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it in a
Can
frame.
Can we get Sarah to sign it?
You know what? I'm seeing her on Saturday. I'll secretly get her to sign it.
See if we can get Erin on this.
Okay. Yeah, we could let's do it. If you want Sarah's bobby pin in a photo frame signed by Adam, myself, and Sarah, what will you trade it for?
We want to get ourselves a house. Money can't get your houses anymore. It's too hard. You need bobby pins.
Trivia Troll.
It's time for Trivia Troll. We play this every weekday morning. We ask you a trivia question. If you think you know the answer, give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
All right. I think you've posed this question today, haven't you, Ari?
No.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't write this one, but during the Christmas...
I didn't write this one.
Wow, it's a mystery, but I'm pretty sure you did.
It was already in there because I was going to change it.
Maybe it was me. Who knows? Doesn't matter.
There's no way of knowing.
Really doesn't matter, but the question
is... good times, though.
During the Christmas season, which popular toy brand sells 28 sets every second?
During Christmas, like the Christmas season, 'tis the season for this product, which popular toy brand sells 28 sets? That's a lot of sets every second.
It's a very popular Christmas gift. I've talked about shaking my presents to see what's in there and realising it's this.
Oh, you have! Because you ruin the surprise and shake the box, don't you?
So, what do you reckon it is? 1-300-655-922.
Trivia Trial.
Hello, CFM, who are we speaking with?
Yeah, Dave from Mindetta.
Hey, Davey from boy. Mindetta. Merry Christmas, Dave.
Merry Christmas, guys, yeah.
So, Dave, what do you think the toy brand is that sells 28 sets every second during Christmas season?
Have to be Lego, wouldn't it?
He's done it.
Oh, he's done it. The Trivia King. Congratulations. You are in the draw for that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You thanks, too, Dave.
See ya.
Bye. See you, mate. He's laughing in the background. Dave knew it because he was the first through.
He was the first. Bless his cotton socks, honestly. We should have had Lego to give away with it.
Should we take another one? See if they know.
YOLO, let's do it.
Hello, CFM, who's this? Hello, CFM, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Janet.
What's your name, sorry?
Janet.
Janet, where are you from?
Ulverston.
Janet from Ulverston.
Janet from Ulverston. What toy brand sells 28 sets per second during the Christmas season?
Has to be Lego.
Of course it is,
yes.
Janet. Nice one.
We're going to chuck you in the drawer as well.
Yay, thank you.
No worries, Janet. Just stick there and we'll grab your phone number, all right?
Awesome.
Hit music. Music.
Happy Christmas, Ari.
Merry Christmas, Adam.
Bucko and Champs there for you.
Yeah, thank you.
You happy about that?
Yep.
Well, let's celebrate with history.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
I had to do that myself when you were off. Had to go bam, bam, bam.
You know what I do when you're off? Have you got those current temperatures?
Well, just to yourself.
Yeah, I do.
On this day, which is the 16th of December, if you can believe it, Ari, in 1901, The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter was published. Are we going to do a rendition?
Little Peter Rabbit had a fly upon his nose. A fly upon his nose. A fly upon his nose. Little Peter Rabbit had a fly upon his nose. And he flipped
all through the night.
What? Oh, we're singing different bits, but whatever, it's fine.
I didn't even remember the song till you were singing it just before off air.
Yeah, that one gets stuck in my head now. I've been rabbit.
On this day in 1948, the Scrabble board game was registered as a trademark. You ever play that Scrabble?
Yeah. Who hasn't played a bit of Scrabble?
Do you do all right at it?
Have you met me?
Yeah, but sometimes people do, you know, when you least suspect. They come
no,
out.
No, I don't do very well at Scrabble.
I don't do that
but
well.
But I still like to play it. Mm. Or I like upwards.
Do you cheat?
How do you cheat in Scrabble?
I don't know. You find a way to cheat in Monopoly by stealing the money.
No, you pre-hide it. It wasn't in the bank to begin with. He was invested under the chair.
On this day in 1980, Colonel Sanders died at age 90.
It's the only way that you're going to get chicken that is finger-licking good. And I'd be mighty proud to have you try Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So pour a Zinger Burger out for old Colonel.
Yeah.
On today.
We can cheers to one later.
Cheers to a Zinger Burger.
Mm-hmm.
In 1998, on this day, an American fella named Kevin Coe set a world record by blowing 17 centimetres of spaghetti out of his nose.
Is that where they... Hang on, how do
they go through the throat out the nose? I've seen them do that, the professionals.
That's a lot of spaghetti.
17 centimetres, quite a... Yeah, he blew... I'm guessing... Because when you just pull it out, it could just be as long as you want, I suppose, as long as the spaghetti gets.
Yeah.
So it must have been to do with the actual blowing technique.
Do you reckon it was, like, real fresh?
Like hot?
No, like they made it fresh for that challenge.
And tasty and saucy.
Was it saucy or was it just plain?
I don't know.
More details.
We're going for a work lunch at Valentina's today. Should we try it right there in the restaurant?
Probably not. Matt will be like, get out.
Last time we went there for work, we made a bit of a scene, so.
We all got a Valentino's family restaurant hat, though. Pretty stoked with our hats.
Mm-hmm. Just going to say that was my doing.
That was
your
doing.
Oh, do we get merch? Because I just saw.
A hat on the edge of the table.
Yeah, on the counter. But yeah.
The whole crew got a hat.
I think we should sit there in Valentina's today and try it. Just imagine.
You're going to try it.
No.
Will you try it?
No. I won't.
Then don't say it, Adam.
On this day in 2003, the Indian cricket team had their first win in Australia in 23 years when they beat us in Adelaide, Ari.
Oh, Adelaide, represent.
It was also the first time in history that a team scored 556 runs in a first innings and still lost. We still lost. We scored 556 in the first innings. India still beat us.
Cricket.
History.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
If you've just got to Tasmania on the Spirit of Devonport, welcome!
The Spirit of Devonport.
Oh, the Spirit of...
As the locals call it. The Spirit of Devonport. I hope you enjoyed your ride on the Spirit of Devonport.
If you've just arrived in Devonport on the Spirit.
On the Spirit of...
Oh, you get what I mean.
Sorry about my co-host to all the mainlanders just tuning in.
Hey, cool. I'm from Adelaide. Represent.
Say Grant.
Grant?
No, but say it how you
Sometimes
say it.
Sometimes I say Grant.
Say plant.
Well, you need to write it down and then I say it. Plant?
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Sorry about my co-host. To all the mainlanders and the locals, sorry about my co-host.
Sorry about Adam. We fought to the death yesterday, didn't we?
In Taekwondo.
they were like, partner up, and I looked right at him like, you're going down.
We had a game of touch the leg.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I swear I won touch the leg.
I don't know.
I got a couple of touches in.
I don't know.
Did you get any touches of my leg in?
Yeah, it was your knee.
I blocked. I was blocking.
I don't know. We broke boards too.
My voice is actually a little sore from going, yeah! Oh, no, like, I can feel it in my throat a little bit.
We did some self-defense too, so watch out.
Don't try us, all right? You know, if that Triple J wants to fight,
don't
we're ready to go.
Try.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We've been talking about the lead up to the Devonport Christmas Fun Run.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Brian on from Everyday Lions to talk about it a couple of times. They just wanted us to let everyone know there's been a bit of a course change.
Mm.
That'll affect some of the road closures as well, including the businesses in the area. So if you want to know more information about that, you can go to everydaylionsevents.org and there'll be links there to their socials as well, and you can keep up to date with all things going on with that. That's happening this Sunday, Ari.
Very exciting.
Now, we also need to mention this.
This is what I've been waiting for. Everything happens when I have a day off, doesn't it?
Yeah, on Tuesday when Ari wasn't here, there was a fire in one of the neighbouring properties.
Mm-hmm.
Quite thick black smoke. We were walking upstairs and saw it out the window. Me, the great Lee Dixon, and the great Darren Kerwin.
Mm.
And we were looking out the window, and then we saw down Jerry sort of walked out to have a smoke, and he spotted the fire. Right, Jerry Shears, our boss,
yeah,
program director. He saw it, went to light up his smoke, but then stopped, saw the fire, and sprung into action, right?
Now, I just want to point out that in these scenarios, you are fight or flight.
Yeah. So Jerry, he springs into action.
Better take off my shirt.
Runs across the street and grabs a bucket, starts throwing water on the fire and stuff, getting
He's
involved.
He's a true hero, that
he
man.
Is. He saw
Boss
it.
Man Jerry equals hero in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it has.
It's a dangerous job program, director. You've got to put fires out, literally.
Oh, that's literally his job, so wonder why he was so good at it. Especially with the fires we start.
Oh, come on.
But
he sprung into action. Turns out that the fire was around, like there was a gas bottle involved. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty risky.
And I mean, there's also a mechanic next door as well. So, you know, you don't really want any fires around a mechanic either.
Yeah. So he was, you know, he was walking into danger. Luckily he was all right and everyone was all right and stuff. Yeah. But
true hero.
I just sprang into action too.
Okay, I want to say again, you're either fight or flight. Boss Man Jerry, he's a hero.
Run straight in.
Fight.
Mm-hmm.
Who ran away?
I didn't run away.
Who was like, oh my God, no, and ran away?
Me, the great Lee Dixon, and Darren Kerwin.
All three of you.
We didn't run. We just watched from the window.
We just walked away slowly and we're like, eh.
We didn't walk away. We didn't walk anywhere. We watched.
That's even worse.
Well, we saw Jerry was on the case.
Better take off my shirt.
So
I mean, he probably could have used the extra help.
He didn't need us.
Are you sure?
He's the program director. He doesn't need our help.
Oh my God.
He had the fire covered.
Just saying, Jerry, boss man, you are a hero.
He did good.
Adam?
Hey, I ran in.
Flight.
I ran in and broadcast on the radio that the street was closed. So people knew not to go down that street because people were trying to go down the street. You know, I did my bit.
You're so tall too. You could have handed the buckets of water over the fence or something.
Maybe, but I just thought Jerry had it covered. You should have seen him.
You could have cheered him on. I was going to say a water, but he'd just tip it on the fire anyway.
But how come you haven't given the great Lee Dixon or Darren Kerwin any S for not going over there?
Well, because I don't sit across them every
day. Nah, you're scared of him.
Should we go tell Daz that he's flight as well?
You're scared of him. You're too scared. You hear that, Ari? That's a mandolin. You know a mandolin when you hear one?
No.
But you know a mandarin?
Yeah.
Do you know the language mandarin?
Yeah.
Well, this is a mandolin, so it's an instrument.
Doesn't make any sense.
Dog news. No, they're just words that sound similar. That's it. There's nothing more to it. Hey, Ari, a survey of 1,000 dog owners by the charity Guide Dogs found Wham's Classic last Christmas to be the most beloved Christmas song by canines, apparently.
Now, you can't play it, by the way, because we did promise our beautiful listeners that we're playing, what is it, Whamageddon?
Yeah, Whamageddon. You're not allowed to listen to that song all Christmas or you're out.
So we did say that we wouldn't play it in our show. Yep. And we haven't yet, have we?
No.
And we're not going to play it. So we're talking about it, but don't turn it off. Don't turn the radio off. We're not going to play it.
10% of the votes apparently went to that, and followed by Jingle Bells at 9%. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, only 6%.
Oh.
Dogs, for some reason, love the Wham Classic, apparently.
Maybe there's some, I don't know, behind-the-scenes messaging to dogs.
Yeah,
enjoy
maybe.
Enjoy this song.
One of those dog whistles that we can't hear the tone of. Wham! They're one step ahead.
They
put the dog whistle in for the dogs. Those who took part in the survey said their animals liked upbeat tracks rather than quieter, slower or instrumental ones. Additionally, 90% of dogs like music that were surveyed, owners were surveyed, and it can have a differing effect on them, ranging from making them energetic at 23% to helping them get to sleep at 11%, a quarter of dog owners claimed that music was helpful to keep their dog calm or comfortable. There's like playlists or big compilations on YouTube of music for your dog.
Dylan and I sometimes put that on for Santi.
Does it work?
I don't know. When we're not home, it's nice for her to have some sound around.
My old dog, her name was Dogger, by the way. She was a three-legged border collie, and her name was Dogger.
Who created that name? You was a child?
Huh?
Did you create that name as a child?
No, I got this. Me and my partner at the time got this when I was like, got this dog when I was about probably 25 or something.
Okay.
There's no excuse.
There's no excuse for a name to be Dogger.
No,
okay.
But my friend had a film. He was a filmmaker and there was a dog in the film called Dogger. It was named after that, but We used to put those YouTube compilations on, and we used to swear that it would calm her down. It would have an effect.
Well, I guess they feel like there's someone else around, and it's not just dead silent.
And their hearing's very sensitive, so I don't see why they wouldn't, you know. Dr. Helen Whiteside, the Chief Scientific Officer at Guide Dogs UK, said, as we look forward to spending the festive period with friends and loved ones, this Christmas will be a step change for an entire generation of new dogs born during lockdown. Not used to Christmas, you say. Houses are likely to be busier than normal and many dogs' routines will change. Music is often used to calm dogs in time of change and stress, so it's unsurprising that it will play a key role for dogs this Christmas.
That is such a great thought, because these puppies that, you know, were born during this COVID times, there's going to be so many people in a household.
Yeah, they're not used to.
They're going to be like more stressed. Maybe exercise them more just so that they, when they are home, they can just go sleep. Great. You're onto it,
Ads. Pop on Wham as well, turns out.
If you're playing Wham again, I mean, it's a great reason to lose.
Just pop it on and leave the room. Pop it on and leave the room. Don't listen. Cover your ears.
Bluetooth the speaker so you're not even in the room.
There's ways you can play it for your poor little dog without listening yourself. This lady added, she added that the poll also showed that music can bring out fun moments for dogs and owners to share. Other favourite tunes, apparently, by dogs like Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Michael Bublé.
Good song.
And A Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. I quite like that one. They're the doggies' favourites. So All's Well That Ends Well. Play one of them from this Christmas.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. 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 I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. 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 And I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
It's time to play Song Snag. Adam has badly snagged up a song. If you think you know it, call us on 1-300-655-922 and tell us the artist and the song title. If you get it right, you will go in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella for a breakfast you look forward to every day. Plus, I've got Christmas waffles this week.
Yeah.
Yum.
1-300-655-922. Here it is.
Come on, unsnag it.
What on earth could it be at 1-300?
Who knows?
655-922.
It's badly snagged.
That's right. The switchboard has lit up like a Christmas tree, so I think the coast may know it. But we'll still just give the slower mainlanders a chance if they're listening. The borders are open.
Don't give them S, Ads. They'll never want to come back.
I'm giving them S as their friend, you know?
Okay, you know? Very,
when
very
you give
wise.
Your mate S,
yeah.
See, it was it with love.
I'm
giving him S with love.
Okay, good.
Song, 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 snag.
At 1-300-655-922, it's Eva. Here's your snagged song today, Eva. What do you think it is, Eva?
Is it Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake?
Get your sexy, huh?
Yeah.
Plus it is Eva.
Yeah.
She's done
well
it,
done, Ari. Eva. You're in the draw to win waffles. Breakfast for two at Windows Almost Stella, and you could get waffles if you wanted to.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, a big shout out to Paige just to say hello because she's always listening.
Oh, g'day, Paige.
Oh, is there a rivalry between you and Paige, or are you all friends?
There so is.
Oh, look out. Ooh, Paige.
Well, Paige, better luck tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Hit music. Music.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We've got back in with us in the Adam and Ari zone, Steph from the Optus store, Devonport. Steph, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
We are living our best life.
Yeah. Can you start us off with why should we go with Optus?
Why should you go with Optus is a great question, Adam. We understand that technology sometimes goes wrong, and the local team and I in the Devonport store are here to help. We are committed to giving extraordinary customer service, and for the last 8 years, the Yes Optus Tasmania team have been number one for customer service, something our local Tassie team are very, very proud of.
Number one. 8 years. That's a lot of years.
That's right.
Go only Optus. Place
to be. Go Optus.
Number go one. Optus. And what about the best network ever?
Yeah, so the best network ever, best Tasmanian network ever. So over the last 5 years, our Optus network in Tasmania has come a really long way, especially in the northwest. We've had 50 towers built, or more than 50 towers built, $35 million invested in the last 5 years, and we are delivering that best Tasmanian network ever.
And for families looking to get a plan together, you got them covered?
Definitely got you covered, Adam. If you're gonna
if you're starting that family,
well, you know that's
that
why
family is growing very fast, isn't
why,
it?
That's
Ads?
Why I'm curious. Yeah, got to be prepared. You know, oh, I love my future family, yeah. But what can you do for me and my future family?
Definitely covered for the future family. You get 20% off the Optus family plan for 12 months. That's 4 sims, 200 gig of shareable data for just $119.20. So you only pay $29.80 per sim, and it is super easy to switch to Optus. You can bring your own number and it's all sorted with as least fuss as possible.
Perfect. So
at
four
least fuss as possible. As,
you're not, as, you're as not least. One to talk. How dare you?
Sorry, I'm just, the least. I tried to repeat what you said and I obviously didn't say it right. What is it?
The least amount of fuss as possible.
It.
Perfect. And I'm just thinking 4 sims, so that's like 2 kids, 1 wife, and we're all covered. Okay, just
could
need to
be
know,
3.
Need to know
you never know. Could be 3 kids.
Yeah,
that's no
right.
Wife.
You can add sims on too, and that sim, if you only have 1 kid, you can put one of those sims into a iPad or a tablet.
Okay.
Oh, amazing.
Versatile. So you can use the family plan in different ways.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Steph from the Optus store. Go see her and the gang in the Rook Street Mall.
Yeah, because they're local.
Thanks, guys.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Thursday.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Good morning, all. Good morning, visitors.
Yeah, if you're from the mainland, welcome to our state.
Yep.
Borders wide open, you could say, right now.
You could say that. You definitely could indeed.
So welcome. We are Adam and Ari, and this is CFM. It's the Coast's hit music station. Pleasure to meet you.
And we enjoy your company.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's my co-host, Ari.
Yep.
Hey, coming up, we've got freebies from the street team. They're out and about.
Mm.
We're going to find out where they are, what they got. Also, before 9 o'clock, we have... So it's not really a double pass. It's a two-car pass.
Yeah. So we'll have 2 winners, and each winner will win a car full of people to go to the outdoor cinema that we're hosting.
Yeah, the Hampton Peters Real Estate Cinema Under the Stars, happening next Monday at 9 p.m. at McKenna Park. We're screening The Polar Express, starring Tom Hanks.
It's going to be amazing.
So we'll be giving...
There'll be popcorn.
Yeah, and crepes.
And crepes.
So we'll be giving that away before 9 o'clock as well.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
You ready?
Yes.
Freebies! You ready?
Yes.
Coast best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
They're out and about on the streets of the Northwest Coast with the Coast best free stuff, Ari, aren't they?
They sure are. Okay, good morning. Ren, where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Go, Renna.
Good morning. I am at Harvey Norman Devonport today, and I already have our friends lined up here in the cruiser. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Also, guys, today is my last cruiser cross for the year. Thank you so much, guys. I had so much fun, and hopefully I'll be able to see you next year.
Oh,
alrighty.
Don't break our home.
I know, you'll get Zach next week.
Damn.
I've prepared lots of freebies for Zach. Okay, I have a $25 pizza voucher from Valentino's Family Restaurant today and a $25 Faith Jewelers voucher. I also have the Lanolin Beauty Cream, the skincare with Australian wool, and my favorite summer buddy, the Nopong Fragrance Free Made with Love in Australia. On board today as well is the Cripps Williams Loaves, Cripps Williams Bread, and Food Bank, helping Tasmanians in need. I am here at Harvey Norman Devonport again. Work and play under the go with a laptop from Harvey Norman Computers Devonport. This is Ren Ren bidding you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I love you guys.
I love you too, Ren.
Doesn't your heart just get warm?
Mind how you go, Renna. Mind how you go.
All right, Takesha, I believe, is out in the sleigh. Where is the sleigh parked today?
Out in the sleigh, sleighing it.
Yeah, for sure.
I sure am. I am out in Santa's sleigh once again, and this morning I can be found in Penguin at the Barnyard Vet. Ooh. You can't miss me. Seriously, I'm in a sleigh dressed as an elf. It is so much fun. And I've got the Coast Best free stuff as well. I do have Cripps Williams bread on board. Plenty of different flavours for you to try. I've also got Mentos, I've got chocolates, I've got candy canes, and I've got some goodies from the Barnyard Vet as well. I've got some leads, I've got some dog collars, all different colours. There's pink ones here, there's black ones. Seriously, Ari, I think Santa would actually love one of these.
Oh my God, save me one!
I will. What colour do you want? Do you want a pink one or a black one?
A pink one, please.
Okay, I'll save you a pink one. I've also got stubby coolers from the Barnyard Vet as well, which are so cool. And yes, I already nicked one. So I do have a stubby cooler collection happening on the coast. So just a shout out to any businesses. Give them to me. I love them. I've got to collect them. I've also got Rialto's vouchers thanks to Flex Realty. And to score yourself one of those, all you've got to do is come along and show me a picture of your pet. Or better yet, bring your pet to me for some cuddles. That'll be even better. I am at the Barnyard Vet in Penguin in Santa's sleigh with the Coast Best free stuff. And it's all powered by Harvey Norman Vernie Electrical.
Bless her in a little elf outfit. Mind how you go, Takesha. All right. All right, so last night, Ari, we tried our hand at some Taekwondo, didn't we?
Now, you may ask, why did we do this? Why?
Good question.
Well, to be honest, we got asked. Stanton came into the studio because he asked and he wanted to come in, and we were like, sure. And then he was like, hey, you want to come to my Taekwondo class? I'm a black belt now. I was like, proud of you. Sure.
Mm.
That easy.
It was pretty fun, wasn't it? We've got this window between our studio and the 7AD one with Darren Kerwin. We've been showing off our Taekwondo
we
skills.
It would be really funny if we could scare him through the window with our powerful moves. Hoo-ah! 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 Adam's doing it right now. We got no turn of the head from Darren.
He's immune, though.
He did look earlier, though.
Yeah. But do you think I still got it? I remembered some of it.
I think you still have it. You were getting quite sweaty.
Yeah, my back.
And all the bystanders that were watching, like all the parents that were watching their kids last night, they were having a bit of a giggle
that
you were so sweaty.
Me, laughing at me, taking footage of me.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But I'm pretty sure my voice is sore from doing the
Well, because you have to make the sound for it to be powerful.
Yeah.
Even though you're not punching anything or karate chopping anything or kicking anything, you're still going to make those sounds.
You've got to let it out, don't you?
Mm.
So this was at Shim Yang Taekwondo down at La Trobe. Shim Yang, so it's Yang with a J.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sign up, they're looking for new members in the new year. They've broken up for this year. So they're also, I think one of them is setting up a new one in Forth too.
Yeah, that is starting soon in the new year too. And thank you so much as well to Master Josh, who actually allowed us to participate in his class.
He broke a board for us, an actual wood board.
Yeah, so I'm going to post that up on Facebook, so make sure you like and follow us at CFM Tasmania to see the master
at work,
doing his thing.
Yeah, like a real wooden board.
We also got the privilege of breaking some boards too.
But they were like practice boards.
Yeah, they were practice boards.
See, master...
don't need to tell people that.
Well, I don't want people to think we're as good as Master Josh just yet.
Yeah, okay. We got to crack one with our knee and our forearm, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Oh, you and I, we have a spa?
Yeah, we did have a bit of a...
We played touch the leg. I swear
out.
I beat you at touch the leg.
I don't know.
I was blocking left, right and centre, and then I'm like, oh, got the leg.
Yeah, but you got way longer arms than me.
Yeah, excuses. I mean, if you've got the Taekwondo skills, you could have...
I clearly don't have those skills. Blocked. Do you think now with your new skills, next time there's a fire across the road, you'll run towards it instead of away from it?
I didn't run away from it. I ran into the studio to tell people the road was blocked on the air.
Pretty sure you just stood and froze and watched.
No, I knew...
Oh!
Jerry, where's
Jesse? Boss Man is listening and has just jumped in to say lies. Boss Man was indeed the hero of the day and run straight towards the fire and
saved. Take off my shirt.
And save the day.
He just talked to us in our ear saying lies. I ran into the studio. I let the folks know on the coast.
He was like, oh, there's danger. There's danger. But now that you've got this extra skill, maybe you feel more powerful and strong.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Next fire, we'll see, won't we?
Okay.
Word sandwich.
More.
It's time to play Word Sandwich. This is where Thea gives you two words, and there's a word in the middle that's missing. If you think you know it, call us 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. For example, if you are new from the mainland visiting, the example is if we were to give you coffee and front, the word in the middle could be shop, coffee, shop, shop front.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
At 1-300-655-922. These are today's words. We've got our word machine, Thea, in place, ready to go.
Your words for today are salad and room.
Salad and room.
Salad and room.
Salad something.
Salad.
Something room. We're looking for that something that connects it all up at 1-300-655-922. Salad and room. Do you know it?
Word sandwich.
More. At 1-300-655-922, we have on the phone Stuart from Burnie to play Word Sandwich. Thea, give Stuart the words.
Your words for today are salad and room.
What do you think goes in the middle, Stuart?
Would it be dressing?
The word for my sandwich is dressing. Salad dressing. Dressing room.
That's our Stuart.
He's done it. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Go, Stuart.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just hang there and I'll grab your deets.
Oh, and Stuart.
Oh.
Yes?
Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Hit music. Music.
Can we just give a big shout out to the Lollipop Man on Stuart Street at Devonport Primary? The crossing man there at the crossing. Dressed up as Santa this week.
All week to spread joy.
Spread joy and Christmas cheer. Why not?
Bless his cotton socks.
So a big shout out to the Stuart Street and Devonport Lollipop Man. Yeah.
Adding to the very long list of heroes on the coast with Boss Man Jerry.
Yeah.
Adam's not on the list because he ran away.
How about going on the air? Anyway, don't worry about it. We've discussed this already. So we do have two car passes today, right now, to give away to the Hampton Peters Real Estate Cinema Under the Stars. It's happening next Monday at McKenna Park down in Burnie, 9 p.m, right? Mm-hmm. It's a drive-in cinema. We're screening Polar Express, starring Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like one of these car passes, we're going to give it away right now at 1-300-655-922. What are we asking people,
Ari? All we want to know is what would you trade a bobby pin for long?
We have a bobby pin, right? It's because of this lady.
For the last year and a half, I've been on a quest to trade a single bobby pin up until I get to a house.
So she was successful. She ended up with a house. But the thing is...
With 28 trades, by the way.
Mm-hmm. One of Ari's friends, she had a sleepover at my house one time. Mm-hmm. She left a bobby pin. I still got it. We were going
to
see.
So we're going to try to trade it for a house.
Yeah, you don't have to call and say you'd trade for a house.
But what would you accept a trade with a bobby pin for? Like, what would you be willing to give us for a bobby pin?
Could be anything. If you get through, you win the car pass to this cinema.
It's an extra trade.
So you can say fantails if you want. But don't, because I've just given you that. But something. Say something at 1-300-655-922 and the car pass is yours. At 1-300-655-922, we have Liliana from Burnie. Hey, Liliana, what would you trade us for a bobby pin?
A hairbrush.
Oh, worth more money, so that is a step up. Yep.
That is a step up.
Nice idea.
Thank you.
All right, that car pass. No worries at all, Liliana. Thanks. Thanks so much. That car pass is yours, so you'll be going to Cinema Under the Stars, thanks to Hampton Peters Real Estate, next Monday. So enjoy that. It's at McKenna Park.
Thank you.
Have you seen, what's the movie called, Ari, again?
The Polar Express.
Have you seen The Polar Express?
Oh, no.
Me either.
I haven't.
No, I haven't. It'll be excellent.
Pretty cool way to experience it outdoors in a little drive-thru. So enjoy it, Liliana.
Oh,
Wonderful. I will. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We have one more car pass. We'll have another two tomorrow, by the way, as well. One more car pass. So call us 1-300-655-922. What would you trade us for Ari's mate's bobby pin?
But no, we are going to put it, though, in a frame, and we're going to sign it. So that's an additional value to this bobby pin.
Just tell us, and that car pass is yours at 1-300-655-922.
Kid music. Music.
At 1-300-655-922, we have Hannah on the line from Devonport. Hannah, what would you trade us for Ari's friend Sarah's bobby pin?
For a box.
A box?
Whether it be empty or full, it's a risk you'll have to take.
Oh, like a mystery box?
Yeah.
A mystery, you know what? I get too much FOMO, we'd accept it, I reckon.
Yeah, we would definitely accept it. The thing is, maybe an empty box is worth as much money as a bobby pin anyway.
Probably.
So, either way, Hannah, I think we win.
Awesome.
Awesome, that car pass is yours. So enjoy that down at McKenna Park next Monday, the Hampton Peters Real Estate Cinema under the stars. Enjoy Polar Express.
Awesome. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Just hang there and I'll grab your details.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Well, it rages on, doesn't it? What are people going to trade us for this bobby pin?
Now, we did have a caller. Call, actually, our good old mate next door, Darren, on 790. and say that he was willing to trade a carton of eggs for our bobby pin, but we had already given away the tickets.
We're also thinking the eggs we'd have to trade again, because look, we're looking
really
to trade
quickly.
We're looking to trade from the bobby pin up to a house, you know, step by step, because the TikToker did it, someone else did it a few years back.
Yeah.
Did it with a paperclip.
So who needs a dozen of eggs right now, and what will you give us for a dozen of eggs? Because I need to mentally prepare. Should we make this trade? Should we do it?
We need to know we can get rid of them fast before they go off or something.
Yeah. Like, you're in need of a dozen eggs.
Hmm. Then
what will you give us for a dozen eggs?
Yeah. It rages on, doesn't it?
By the way, you also need to run home and get the bobby pin too.
I know. Well, good. Don't we have to frame it and stuff?
Yeah, that's easy.
We've
got frames here.
We promised them fully framed.
Don't worry about that. It'll be fully framed and signed by Adam and myself for a dozen eggs.
Mm.
What will we get for a dozen eggs?
The case continues. So does the music. Justin Bieber, Eagle Eye Cherry coming up first. Here we go, Zed and Alicia Cara. Stay, Ari, stay. We've got another hour left.
Go.
Huh?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Poor Ari's got under boob sweat. But hey,
I said that to you in privacy.
Sorry. Oh, we don't just say it on air?
Nah, you can. I would have said it on air anyway.
Exactly. I beat you to it. But hey, check this out. This week's win on the web. Pretty cool prize.
Y'all ready for this?
It's a golden ticket to the Jack Jumpers for you and a friend. So it's almost like two ultimate golden tickets. You and a friend will enjoy reserve seating at all Jack Jumpers games at the Silver Dome.
Yep, you'll be there.
For every history-making moment.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is enter online at cfmtaz.com.au for this week's win on the web. And we'll announce who's the winner of that golden ticket for you and a friend this Friday, Prize Giving Friday.
It's for Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. For tickets, head to ticketek.com.au.
Kid music. Music.
We're going to pop the show down once more, pick it up again tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday, Fancy Friday and Friday Live.
Oh, it's all happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow we will want more interesting offers for what you'd trade for Ari's mate Sarah's bobby pin. And actually, we've got a street team member Takesha on. Takesha, what can we do for you?
I just heard you talking about what would you trade something for a bobby pin. Now, I don't want a ticket to the cinema, but I did have an idea of something I'd actually trade it for.
It's not one of those dead bodies in your freezer out there, is it?
No, there are no dead bodies in my freezer.
Okay, that's good. Okay, what is it?
I would actually trade it for a hair slide. So, you know, one of the ones that it's like sometimes it got butterflies and dragonflies on them? It's like a hair clip, but it just slides in.
Not one of those brown things?
I'd trade it for one of those.
Do you know what
I know what you're talking about. I'm just thinking, is that better than a carton of eggs?
Well, it depends, because some of them actually have real, like, diamonds and jewels on them. So, maybe. I actually have one that's got, pretty expensive, so.
Ooh, is it expensive? And you do want the bobby pin framed, do you?
Oh, absolutely. It's got to have your signature on it or it's no deal.
It will be in a frame with a couple signatures.
It'll also be signed by Sarah, won't it?
Well, then you'll have to wait till next week because I'll need to get it signed this weekend.
The eggs will go off, but this...
Oh, true.
This hair comb thing she got. Is it like the brown things that and there's always a couple of teeth missing on it and then it slides in your hair like a comb?
No, so that's like a clip. Like, I'd say that's more like a clip. But this one just kind of slides in and sits there. Very pretty.
Although,
your kind of eggs could be good, but just thought I'd offer, guys.
Yeah, well, thanks for the offer. Are we going to think about it? What are we saying here?
Well, let's take offers for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have all three signatures until I see her on Saturday night. So on Monday, we can make a firm decision as who we will swap with.
Okay, well.
Does that sound fair? Does that sound fair?
I think so. So, Takesha, it's in contention for a possible trade.
That's all right. I understand. There could be a better offer out there.
Just have a think, though, if anyone's listening right now. Have a think what our signatures could be worth in a few years' time.
Mm-hmm. Millions, I assume.
If that helps to upgrade maybe some of the trades that we're getting offers from.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Takesha, for the offer. And also, Takesha?
Yeah?
Mind how you go.
Bye, guys.
See ya. Jerry's got your workday hits next. He hasn't offered to trade anything, has he?
Oh, he'd probably trade us some Bitcoin.
You know what he might trade us? His shirt.
Better take off my shirt.
He's next.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
There it is, the show.
How about that?
In all its glory. Much better couple of shows than the one I had to do by myself. I feel that one was lacking.
I should listen back to that.
Yeah, tell me where I went wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll audit you.
Yeah, give me an audit and some air checks.
Do you want me to audit you?
Bring the air checks in tomorrow and say, this is not good enough. I don't like this.
No, I feel like then you would get a bit sad. And I probably have no reason or experience to be able to comment on your air checks.
Don't you do a breakfast show?
Yeah, but usually I'm just here.
Aren't you an Akron nominee?
I am. I am the hype. I'm a finalist. Didn't win, though. Sometimes you don't get it all. Devastating.
Hey, all I care about, I just want to go to the Accra party.
Yeah, same. And you know what? If they had a party, I would have won it.
I have
a feeling they would have just met me and they would have been like, yeah, she's got it in the bag.
Crossed it off and written in Ari L. Ackland.
Yeah, I reckon they would have changed it.
Next year we'll go to that party. We'll be nominated, surely.
We've got to do something funny, maybe for this bobby pin situation.
Yeah. Award-winning, potentially, this bobby pin.
Maybe we could trade the bobby pin for a Metro Market.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
That would be so funny. Hey, guys, want to trade your show for this bobby pin?
Call up Cole and Jackie O. They're part of our network now.
Yeah, what about this bobby pin? Do you want it in trade for your show?
Mm.
I think that would be better than a house, to be honest.
Cole will just yell something crass at us.
Mm. Yeah. It's Thursday. We haven't discussed this on air today, but we are going out for programming lunch with Daz from Next Door.
We did discuss that. We mentioned that.
Not a lot, though.
We were talking about the spaghetti coming out the nose.
Yeah, but we didn't discuss what we're going to eat.
Oh, we don't know yet.
We're going to Valentina's Family Restaurant, and I'm serious. Like, we need to pre-order our food.
Maybe I'll get a steak because it's so expensive, but then they specialise in Italian, so I should really get something Italian.
Yeah, you should, yep.
But then there's, not carbs, there's gluten.
Yeah,
it's going to make my stomach burn.
You can get a gluten-free one. You got a gluten-free one last time. Plus, if you get pizza and you don't eat it all, you can take half home. So I suggest you can't have garlic bread. I'll have garlic bread. But we need to have a big entree, have starter, entree, main, and then the main be a pizza so you can take half of it home for tomorrow for breakfast. That's the trick. Might I add, we don't have to pay ourselves for this lunch.
Who's paying, Jerry or the company?
The company.
Oh, I'm really going to go mental then.
Mm.
I'm going to go mental.
Yeah. I know, that's what I was. And then you got to get dessert, but all the desserts are dairy-based, so I'm out.
Yeah, but you had the choc ripple yesterday, so just go and have a tiramisu.
No, I can't because I had the choc ripple yesterday, plus we had a spud, and there was lots of cheese on it. It was delicious,
Bless her heart.
So we're going to pre-order.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
And it's lunch. Keep that in mind. We're going to go straight to bed.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, it's after lunch is when we go to bed anyway, as breakfast radio staff, so... Where's Reuben Rod coming back? Is that you, Lou?
Yeah.
Reuben Rod.
What are you going to call him tomorrow?
I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Can you do that tomorrow?
I was listening
but what
to
happens if he doesn't answer next week?
I was thinking that CFM, they were eating snails.
My God, the whistle is so piercing of the ears. It's very loud, isn't it?
So we'll think about this. Maybe we'll get Reuben Rod to return tomorrow.
And think about what you would actually give us.
For a bobby pin.
But it's not just a bobby pin. Let's get this right. Okay, we're at the start of this career of ours. We're manifesting big things. You could have the famous, like, I don't even know if I want to give it up, to be honest.
Even
especially
signed,
in a frame and signed by all three.
Signed by the Sarah in
the Sarah
in question. In, yeah. You know, remember they did that break about the bobby pin in the old episodes? Well, I'll go back and binge listen those old episodes when they were starting out all the time. And it's like signed by that chick.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. When we are big, famous humans, you could have our signatures and the bobby pin and Sarah's signature. If she gives it to me, I'll get it somehow. Don't you worry about that.
Okay.
But
you'll have to report back what she thinks of this whole thing. We may be getting a house out of her bobby pin.
I might just ask for a signature and just like not tell her what it's for.
Or she'll want a piece of the house.
No, otherwise she might want a bobby pin back.
No.
I'll give her one of mine and just say that was hers. Because I actually did say to Adam as well, by the way, off air today, I said, just take a photo of my bobby pin and we'll put it on Facebook buy and sell.
No.
You know what we should do?
What? What should we do?
Are you talking to me?
Doesn't Lee Dixon do a Facebook buy, swap and sell?
He does.
He does.
You want to call up his show? Be like, we've got a bobby pin to trade. That'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Can we ask it too soon?
Oh,
is it too soon?
It's not been the same week as... did we do this? That was last week. Yeah, it's not too soon. It's been a week since we tortured him last time.
It would be pretty funny. Hey, it's Rue. Could you do it as Reuben Rod?
That's right. Well, no, it's
no,
me.
But, no, yeah, I know. That's why it's funny. But if okay, let's put this in the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Reuben Rod has traded our bobby pin for something of his... and now he wants to trade our bobby pin for something else.
Yeah.
But
Lee still knows it's us.
Yeah,
might as well just call us us.
Yeah, but it won't be as important to those listeners because they don't know us.
Lee, we've got a bobby pin we want to trade to try and get a house eventually. Interesting trades.
We've got to do it today. Does it happen on Thursdays or is it only Fridays?
Might be Fridays, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll do it tomorrow. Case is closed. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.